We welcome you back. Second half action just about ready to get underway. Centralia Panthers with possession. The OP student section really bringing it. Well, I thought so. Then they kind of backed off once the ball got in play. But they've been made their presence known all game long. And Paxton Bowers dribbles it off his leg out of bounds. It'll be the ninth turnover for Centralia. OP leads the Panthers of Centralia 24-18 as we get underway in the third quarter. Blake Redeker with possession, dribbling with his left. Now bounce pass in the post to Blake Skowski. Gets it knocked out of his hands. He recovers possession. Now up top, Truman Bailey crossover. Driving the lane, up and under, off the top of the rim, and it falls through. Bailey with nine to lead all scores. Centralia on the opposite end, trailing things now by eight. Bowers falls to the floor, actually maintains his thing, and they're going to call a five-second violation. Excellent defense there by Darren Hines. That is the second five-second call of this contest. The Eagles have forced. Blake Redeker looked like he had one down all the way below, but I don't know who he was looking for, but they were not paying attention. Truman Bailey, three at the top of the keys, no good. He'll follow his own shot, but a rebound collected by Maverick Becker. Three-point shooting woes continue for the OP Eagles. Centralia trailing OP by eight, 26-18, 90 seconds into the third quarter. Paxton Bowers with it, guarded by Darren Hines. Maverick Becker will come and get the ball. Now going right side to Trenton Talley. Talley going behind his back, trying to get some space. He'll fire up a shot that's no good. Rebound collected by Truman Bailey, but we're going to have a foul. Looks like Brock Rinicky caught Garrett Cole on the head, and that'll be Brock Rinicky's third foul. Team's first in the second quarter. So Reese tanking back in the contest for Paxton Bowers. And as we mentioned earlier, Nick Evans, first year at the helm of Centralia, previous stops at Chapman, Blue Valley, Randolph, had a pretty good pregame conversation with Nick. You know, as I mentioned earlier, he was a 2005 graduate of Sublette. Stolen away by Brock Kramer, and then stolen right back by Blake Skowski, and he's unable to keep it out of bounds. So Centralia will maintain the possession, so turnover to a turnover. Opie looking for their first victory over Centralia in state tournament history. 0-2 in two previous matchups. Brock Rinicky, foul line. Now going left side, Brock Kramer. He puts it on the floor and going to be stolen away by Blake Skowski. On the floor is. He was on a knee, and somehow the ball just found his way into his big old paws. And Opie with possession now. 5:45 remaining in the third quarter, looking to add to their eight-point advantage. Bailey, left corner to Darren Hines, bounce past to Cole. Now right side, Blake Redeker back to Cole at the foul line. Right side, Truman Bailey, three. No good. Rebound corralled by Brock Rinicky. Opie now 3 out of 14, and Garrett Cole is going to pick up a foul in the backcourt. And folks, if you played for Coach Schmidt, close your eyes and just say why. You can see his facial expression. That'll be the second foul against Garrett Cole. Team's first. Dexton Holting back in the contest. He'll sub out Truman Bailey. Inbound by Trenton Talley into the hands of Reese Tanking. Tanking, right side Trenton Talley. Now to Brock Kramer. Nice drive into the lane. Throws it up off the bottom of the rim, but he'll be fouled on the attempt. He'll step to the line for two foul shots. Fouls against Blake Redeker. That'll be his first, team second now. At the line for two free throws, Brock Kramer. Short on the first one. Scanning across the crowd, and I do come across a Drew Bledsoe Cowboy jersey. So I don't know if someone knows the connection there with Coach Schmidt. Maybe it's a good luck jersey. The foul shot, no good once again by Kramer. Rebounded by Opie. That's one you have not seen in a while. Drew Bledsoe with the Dallas Cowboys. Dexon Holting thought about a three at the top of the key. Will look to drive. Picks up his dribble. Puts it on the floor. Maintains possession as it gets knocked out of his hands. Takes a few more dribbles now at top to Blake Redeker. Blake Skowski underneath to Garrett Cole, but leaves it too strong off the glass. Gets his own rebound. Kicked back out to Dexon Holting. 4:50 remaining in the third quarter. Opie on top, 26-18. Holting left side, Blake Redeker. Lob into the post to Skowski. Skowski will back down Kramer. Turns and fires. He'll be fouled on the attempt, and he'll step to the line for two foul shots. That's first foul on Brock Kramer, team second of the second half. Skowski at the line for two. No good on the first one. Wide left. Marcus Heinen back in the contest. He'll sub out Brock Kramer. Skowski at the line for another one. Bends his knees and fires. Good. I tell you what, folks, if you've made the trip out to Dodge City, Skowski's grandparents own some land just between Maxville and I can't think of a small town that's right there, but they've got huge signs. So right when you're thinking that trip was never going to end on their way to Dodge City, 50 miles remaining, you see good luck Eagles, and that's just enough force to get you out the rest of the way. And you're going to have a turnover by Centralia, so a travel will go back to the hands of the Opie Eagles. Blake Redeker at the point. Dribbling with his left, picks up the dribble, now going right side to Darren Hines. Up top, Dexon Holting thought about a three. He'll do a pump fake, now get a ball screen, fires up a three. Rims out, no good. And Blake Skowski much too aggressive on the rebound attempt. So that'll be his second, team's third of the second half. Backcourt pressure applied on the inbound. Panthers into the half court. Brock Rinicky now driving baseline. Trying to find Marcus Hine in the pass. This goes through his hands, and it's stolen away by Opie. Now Darren Hines with it. Left corner, Dexon Holting looking to add to their 9-point advantage, the largest lead of the night. Garrett Cole right side. Now Blake Redeker in the corner. Do a ball fake. Dribbling with his left to the left wing. Right wing, excuse me, now Garrett Cole. Now in the corner, Darren Hines. Hines looks to drive, get a ball screen, going along the perimeter, now at the elbow. Skips it right side, nearly stolen away by the Panthers, but into the hands of Blake Redeker. Gets the ball screen from Blake Skowski. Now at the foul line, bounce pass, Dexon Holting thought about a three on the right wing. Now picks up his dribble at the top of the key, now finding Blake Redeker. Opie really working the offense through this possession. Might be their longest possession of the ball game, and Blake Skowski gets it on the left baseline. He'll look to drive, and he'll be fouled on the floor. There it is. Thank you, B.J. Hines, texting in. Belpre. So in between Maxville and Belpre, those are the signs that the Skowskis proudly show. And of course, the Maxville Mustangs also back out in the state tournament. Opie defeated them in the semifinals last year. Then South Gray Montezuma also back out here. That's who the Eagles have defeated in the state championship in the last 2 years. Garrett Cole drives in, kicks it right side to Blake Redeker. And he nearly stolen away. Actually going to say it was knocked out of bounds and last touch by the Eagles. The 4-5 matchup is Wichita Classical and then Araya Christian. So the winner of this contest will play the winner of that one at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Wichita Classical had some sophomores on that team that Opie defeated in the first round of state that was played at Cape and Mount Carmel back in 2021. Centralia with possession, trailing Fangs by 9. Paxton Bowers try finding Brock Rinicky, and they'll stop the bleeding. That's their first points of the third quarter. We're going to take a full timeout by Nick Evans. We'll step aside with him. Well, you're listening to state tournament coverage of the Opie Eagles on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, They want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Olpe High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Olpe Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Olpe Meat Locker in downtown Olpe.
We welcome you back, United Wireless Arena. 27-20, the Opie Eagles' advantage over Centralia. 2.5 remaining in the third quarter. Back and forth contest. That Opie has kind of seized possession, but it's been a low scoring third quarter. Much like you saw in the football contest. Offensive points at a premium. Driving in, Truman Bailey off the window. Good. Give him a chance for one more. Nice dribble drive there by Truman Bailey. The senior does not want to be denied. Two more ball games out here in Dodge City. Maverick Becker back in the contest. He'll set out Brock Renicki. Foul was against Trenton Talley, his first, team's fourth. Bailey completes the non-traditional three-point play. Bailey with 12, only player in double figures. Talley pressured in the backcourt by Blake Redeker. He'll get a ball screen at midcourt that Blake Redeker runs through. And he'll pick up the foul. Paxton Bowers, good screen there. Three, Opie, you know, there's five fundamentals that Coach Schmidt talks about. And one of those is talk. And that's his teammates did not help him out, saying there was a screen coming. And Blake did not see it coming at all. Reese Tankey. Hands it off to Maverick Becker. Now into the hands of Paxton Bowers. He'll back down. Dexter Holting fall to the floor, and I think they're going to get Dexter Holting with the foul. That'll be Dex second, team's fourth. Ten-point advantage for Opie, 30-20. 1:54 remaining in the third quarter. Reese Tankey inbounds it. To Paxton Bowers, back to Trenton Talley. Talley driving with his left, fires up a jumper at the elbow. That's no good. Rebound brought in by Garrett Cole. Now finds an outlet pass to Darren Hines. He shrieks up the court, going right to left. Picks up his dribble, gets tied up with Paxton Bowers. Here you call jump. Possession arrow still in favor of Opie. Opie fringe of the feather, wanting a reach, but the official saw otherwise. Blake Redeker inbounding to the left of us on the media table, far side. Dexton Holting now with it. He'll be hand-checked by Maverick Becker. That'll be Becker's first, team's fifth. Brock Kramer and Brock Renicki back in there for Centralia. They'll sub out Marcus Heinen and Maverick Becker. Both teams running about too deep into their bench. Only seven players on each side playing. Dexton Holting with it. 90 seconds remaining in the third. Opie on top by 10, 30-20. Truman Bailey up top. Thought about a three. He'll step in, fire a long two that draws nothing but net and goes out of bounds. And that was, let me clarify, nothing but net on the wrong side of the rim. Inbound by Trenton Talley to Paxton Bowers. Now back to Talley. Talley guarding the man-to-man defense by Blake Redeker. Picks up his dribble before finding Brock Kramer in front of his own bench. Now into the hands of Reese Tankey. Tankey driving with his right. Picks up his dribble. Pump fakes on the right elbow. Now up top, Brock Renicki. 60 seconds remains in the third quarter. Centralia trailing Opie, 30-20. Paxton Bowers, nice drive in. Throws up a shot that's well off the mark and rebounded by Garrett Cole. Nick Evans wanted a foul. Does not get one. Blake Redeker with it. Left side. Dexton Holting three on the air. Short. Rebound collected by Paxton Bowers. Reese Tankey streaking up the court. Gets a shot. Rejected out of bounds. Thought he had an uncontested layup, but somehow coming out of nowhere was Truman Bailey. saying, "Not so fast, my friends." Ethan Redeker back into the contest. He'll sub out Dexton Holting. Thirty-four seconds left in the third quarter. Opie on top, 30-20. Trenton Talley inbound to Brock Renicki. Short distance on the right block. It's good. Renicki's been the saving grace for Centralia. He's got all four of their points in the quarter. Bailey's fouled underneath by Trenton Talley. He'll step to the line for two more foul shots. Kind of got behind the defense there. And Talley, nothing he could do but foul him to not give up a quick and easy bucket. Bailey at the line for two. Good. He's got 13 now in the contest and has hit his last seven straight foul shots. He's 7 for 8 in the contest. Second one now in the hands of Truman. Bailey bends his knees and fires, and good. I can rest easy, not have to worry about the broadcaster's jinx. Opie on top again by 10, 32-22. 15 seconds remains in the quarter. Paxton Bowers with it, driving with his left, not bowls over Ethan Redeker. Reese Tankins' three is rejected by Truman Bailey. Up the court we go. Ethan Redeker, breakaway layup off the window. Good. Give him a chance for one more. 5 seconds on the clock. A big block there by Truman Bailey that allowed the Eagles to get a transition bucket. Senior Andrew Foraker into the ballgame for the first time. He'll sub out Bailey. And Redeker at the line for one. Ethan's got 5 now in the contest. Came into this ball game averaging 4 points apiece. Foul shot, good. The largest lead of the night now, 35-22. Centralia trying to get one final shot off before the buzzer sounds of the quarter. Paxton Bowers, foul line jumper falls out of the rim. Opie leads Centralia 35-22. Can they hold on and advance to their 8th Final Four? Find out next, but you're listening to Opie. State tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! USC 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Marker Time today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Michael Deeker broadcasting live, United Wireless Arena, as we get underway of the fourth and final quarter. Opie on top of Centralia, 35-22. In the midst of a 14-3 run. Lob inside to Brock Renicki. Defended by Blake Scouse. They kick it to the corner. Three by Paxton Bowers is short. Rebound collected by Blake Skowski. Blake Redeker with it. Opie forced 5 turnovers in that third quarter. 13 turnovers now overall for Centralia. Blake Skowski on the right block leaves it short on a right hook. And rebound collected by Brock Kramer. Paxton Bowers with it, guarded by Darren Hines. Gets a ball screen from Talley. Picks up a dribble before finding Trenton Talley on the left side. Talley dribbling with his right. Lob to the corner of the Renicki. Renicki will try and find a cutting Maverick Becker, but sides against it. Now drives to the foul line. Kicks it up top to Brock Kramer. Kicks in the corner back to Becker now. Back to Kramer, left block. They're going to call a hand check, I think, on the floor by Truman Bailey. That'll be Bailey's first. Team's 6th. So Centralia will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Tritton Tally inbound and is stolen away by Blake Redeker. 14th turnover committed by Centralia. Now left side, Bailey. Bailey drives the left block, floats it, but leaves it short, and rebound won by Brock Kramer. Coach Schmidt did not like those last two possessions, unable to mock them down. Trenton Talley gets in the corner, puts it on the floor, and it's stolen away by Blake Skowski. Blake Redeker with a hand on it to knock it out of his hands. Blake Redeker crosses the timeline, 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. Heavy pressure applied by Paxton Bowers. Now up top, Truman Bailey. Bailey, right side, Zarin Hines. Hines drives. Bounce pass to the block to Blake Skowski. He'll turn and face. And they're going to call a travel. He completed the play, but this drug that pivot foot just a little too much. Turnover back to Centralia. Backcourt pressure will be applied by the Eagles on the inbound. Trenton Talley gets it in to Maverick Becker. Now back to Talley. Talley into the half court now. 2 minutes gone by. 35-22, Opie on top over Centralia. Lob inside to Brock Renicke. He'll fire a shot that leaves it short off the rim. Rebound brought in by Opie, and they're going to have a foul. Who's that going to be against? Is it going to be a call of reach maybe on Paxton Bowers? I think so, but Paxton Bowers really paid the price for it as Blake Redeker bowled over him. I think Bowers hit his head on the floor. He'll be helped by his coach, Nick Evans, and walk to the bench. He'll be subbed out by Reese Tanking. So that'll be Bowers' first, team's eighth. So 1-1 for Opie. Being attended to by his assistant, or Nick Evans' assistant, Wade Talley. Wade, the principal as well. 1-1 shot good by Blake Redeker. You know, when we broadcast it up there, in football, Mr. Talley helped us break down. We were, of course, Ken and I were the last ones there and had a good conversation and has very fond memories of, if you're an Opie Eagle, and remember Father Bala, he had very fond memories of Father Bala during his stint up in their area. Foul shot no good on the second try by Blake Redeker, and the shot on the opposite end by Centralia, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And going back to the way of Opie. 5.5 remains in this ball game. Opie on top by 14, 36-22. Garrett Cole with it on the left side. He's on the wing, picking up his dribble before handing it off to Blake Redeker. We'll get a ball screen from Cole before driving baseline. They're going to call a block on Brock Renicke. That'll be his fourth, team's ninth. So a 1-1 once again by Blake Redeker. Blake with 6 in the contest. No good. On the front end, rebound on the floor, and one by Brock Kramer. Up the court we go. Trenton Talley looking to push the issue. Talley's jumper, no good. At the foul line, rebound. Going to be tied up with Brock Rinicky and Truman Bailey. Possession arrow will go back to Opie. Bodies flying all over the place. Backcourt pressure will be applied on the inbound by Centralia. Opie will try to beat the press. Blake Redeker will inbound. 5:05 remains. 36-22 Opie. Blake Redeker crosses the timeline, defended by Reese Tanking, driving with his left. Picks up his dribble, bounce pass to Truman Bailey. Dangerous over there at the timeline, nearly an over and back. They're going to call it an illegal screen. I think that's going to go against Garrett Cole. Too much body contact. Maybe got the hip in there. You know, maybe if you're watching Happy Gilmore and it's all in the hips when it comes to golf, but not when it comes to setting screens in basketball. Reese Tanking, bounce pass into Brock Kramer. Now back to Tanking, now in the hands of Maverick Becker. Up top, Brock Renicke. And we're going to have a hold underneath, going to go against Opie. So that'll be foul shots, as that's the seventh or eighth team foul. That's going to go against Truman Bailey, his second. So at the line for a 1-1, Brock Kramer. . 36-22, Opie on top, 4.5 remaining. Foul shot good by Brock Kramer. Only their fifth point of the second half. Trims the deficit to 13. Ethan Redeker subs out Blake Redeker. Second one now for Brock Kramer. In the air. Good. Marcus Heinen into the ballgame. We're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Nick Evans. We'll step aside with him. 36-24. Opie leads Centralia. 4.5 minutes remaining. Can they hold on and improve to 22-2?
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
We welcome you back. Dodge City, Kansas, the scene, United Wireless Arena. A beautiful facility. I'm here for the city of Dodge City. They have some indoor football. I've got an ex-teammate that will be playing in this arena later next Saturday in the indoor football league that they've got. Junebug Jr., or Okalade Okalmanon. He was from Grandview, Missouri, before playing, I believe, at Nebraska Kearney. Truman Bailey bounced past to Blake Skowski underneath, and Skowski completes it from short distance. Opie back on top by 14. Maverick Becker to Reese Tanky to Brock Rennecke. Rennecke to the foul line, to the left block. Spin move jumper, no good. Rebound, Truman Bailey. Now to Ethan Redeker, going to be fouled by Maverick Becker. Double bonus time for the Opie Eagles. Going to have to hit these shots down the stretch. 3:55 remaining. First one, good. They kind of go back to my story with Junior. He couldn't, I don't think he can even pronounce his own name, so that was his nickname he gave to himself, was just Junior or June Bug, as the second foul shot missed by Ethan Redeker and rebound knocked out of bounds by Garrett Cole. So 15-point advantage for Opie. Brock Kramer back in the ball game for Marcus Heinen. Opie will give some full court pressure now against Trenton Talley. And Truman Bailey nearly with a steal, but in the hands of Reese Tanking. But Bailey's foot on the out of bounds line. And they'll try it once again. Talley will find Maverick Becker. Bounce pass back to Talley. And Talley will be picked up in a man to man defense by Darren Hines. Talley's been held in check here in the second half after 7 first half points. Brock Kramer with it at the foul line. Gets it knocked out of his hands and stolen away by Truman Bailey. Eagles looking to push the opposite way. 3.5 remaining. Opie on top, 39-24. Hines with it, driving with his left. Up top, Ethan Redeker. Centralia has gone to a man-to-man defense here in the second half that Opie's been really able to exploit. But unable to exploit it that time, and it's an errant pass by Darren Hines, unable to be brought in by Blake Skowski, and they'll turn it over back to the Panthers. Talley with the inbound to Maverick Becker. Now back to Talley. Talley into the half court now. Into Tanking on the elbow to the block. Gets his shot rejected from behind into the hands of Garrett Cole. 3 minutes left in this fourth quarter. 39-24, Opie leads Centralia. Ethan Redeker with it. Heavy pressure by Maverick Becker, and he gets a steal at half court. Becker on the opposite end gets it stolen away, knocked out of bounds, going to be kicked out of bounds by Ethan Redeker. So Centralia will inbound underneath the hoop. Blake Redick, Dexon Holting in the ballgame. Hines and Blake, or excuse me, Ethan Redeker to sit. Inbound now coming from Trenton Talley. Go way up top. Blake Skowski gets a hand on it. It'll knock it out of bounds into Centralia's bench. Tanking to inbound. And his pass stolen away by Blake Redeker. Had a breakaway opportunity, but he'll wait for the cavalry to catch back up. Bounce pass to the post to Blake Skowski. He'll turn and face, finds a nice cutting Garrett Cole, but leaves it short on the hook shot. But he is fouled, and he'll step to the line for two foul shots. And that should be five on Brock Rinicky. He'll foul out of the contest with 5 points. Garrett Cole looking to find the stat sheet in terms of scoring. He's brought in quite a few rebounds this contest. First one good, nothing but net. All five starters, excuse me, Darren Hines has not scored, so four out of the five starters have scored. 40-24 now. Cole at the line for one more. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound brought down by Brock Kramer. Up the court we go to Reese Tanking. Centralia needs to get their shots to come alive if they're going to hope for a comeback here. Tanking to the corner to Kramer. He'll drive baseline. Knocks down Garrett Cole. Cole picks up the charge. Turnover going back to Opie. Brock Kramer, his second foul. Good job there by Garrett Cole. Usually he's the one bullying over people, but nice job to slide over, get his feet set, and absorb the contact. Inbound to Blake Skowski. Full court pressure applied by Centralia. And Reese Tanking with a steal. Tanking. Foul line jumper. Good. Big bucket there for Centralia. Full timeout taken by Nick Evans. We'll take a 1 minute break with him. You're listening to Opie tournament coverage, state tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM. Opie Lee Centralia 40-26.
Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
We welcome you back to United Wireless Arena. Opie with possession. Darren Hines with it over to Truman Bailey. Now right side, Dexton Holting. Now Dexton Holting will be fouled by Reese Tanking. Opie's in the double bonus, and Dexton Holting will step to the line for two foul shots. That's the third on Reese Tanking, or excuse me, fourth now on Reese Tanking. Foul shot good by Dexton Holting. Holting's first point since the first quarter. He's got six now. Well off on the second one, but rebound won by Truman Bailey. His shot will be rejected. Garrett Cole saves it from going out of bounds. Loose ball brought in by Centralia. 41-26, Opie on top by 15. A buck 40 remaining in the ballgame. Maverick Becker going along the perimeter. Now to Tanking now, lob inside to Kramer. He'll fire up a shot. That's no good, but he'll be fouled on the attempt. Fouls against Truman Bailey, his third. Team's ninth. Shooting foul, so two free ones for Kramer. He's looked good at the line. And he knocks down another one. Second one now for Kramer. Good. Substitution upcoming. Into the ball game for the first time. 6'1" junior, William Steinlogge. Won't it be a Centralia contest without a Steinlogge getting minutes? Inbound now for Darren Hines. Hines finding Truman Bailey. Bailey back to Blake Redeker. 1:25 remaining. Opie on top by 13, 41-28. Opie into the half court now. Blake Redeker. Bounce pass to Dexton Holting. Holting dribbling with his left. Picks up the dribble up top. Truman Bailey. Bailey to the elbow. Now to the right block. Off the glass and good. Bailey falling to the floor into the goal support system. But he completes the play. Bailey, the senior, coming in clutch. Tanking. Now to Tally. Tally, a long three. And he'll be bailed out on a foul by Blake Redeker. Barely drew iron. I think Coach Smith's saying that's a box out, ain't it? But that'll be the third on. Three foul shots now for Trenton Talley. No good. As the one and only Matt Redeker would say, sometimes the ball just doesn't lie. Second one now for Trenton Talley. Takes a few dribbles, spins it in his hands, spins his knees. Good that time. It's his first points of the second half. He's got eight. Came into this contest averaging 14.2 a contest. 43-29, Opie on top, 56 seconds remains. Second or third one from Talley. Sits on the tip of the rim before falling through. So two out of three from the line, and Steinlogge, William Steinlogge back in the contest. 43-30, Opie with the advantage, trying to hold on to this one. Hines, pass knocked out of bounds. And then Blake Skowski back in the contest for Garrett Cole. Hines will try it again. Full court pressure, of course, will be up here. Is the pressure by Centralia, and they're going to beat it deep. Blake Redeker gets the inbound, and he's going to go for an uncontested layup off the window. Good. Forty-five seconds remaining. Brock Kramer gets his pass stolen away from Blake Redeker. Redeker going for the breakaway layup. He was too open. He misses the left-handed layup. He was going for the dagger, and then some, and he was, like I said, just too open. It looked like the ball just kind of slipped out of his hands on the layup attempt. But the ball will remain with the Eagles. 45-30, 35 seconds remaining. Looks like the Eagles will get two more ball games out here in Dodge City. Seven straight victories out here in Dodge City for Opie as they go hopes for a three-peat. They'll play either Wichita Classical or Araya Christian tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Dexton Holting with it. Now Truman Bailey, 15 seconds to go. Bailey will be fouled by Trenton Talley, and Bailey will step to the line for two. Looks like Nick Evans will clear his bench. Valiant effort here by Centralia. They will conclude their season 15-9. Bailey's first one no good. So into the contest for Opie. Andon Tiemeyer, Nolan Rhodes, Connor Keezer, and Brayton Fowler in for Centralia. Ben Haverkamp, Brett Heideman, Henry Heideman, Marcus Heinen, and Will Steinlogge. Second one from Bailey. Good. And he'll be subbed out by Andrew Foraker. 46-30, 12.9 seconds left. Actually, Jacob Flinty into the ballgame. He'll throw it in to Ben Haverkamp. Flinty with it. Over the right side to Haverkamp. He'll fire up a three, high arching shot. That's no good, and the final score. Opie advances survives and advances, and they will live to see another day. The final score, 46-30. Hopi improves to 22-2, and they advance to their eighth Final Four. We'll get into the Rich Door Company postgame show, tally our stats, say hello to our sponsors, and have a postgame interview with head coach Chris Schmidt. But you have been listening to postseason coverage of the Hopi Eagles on Country 101.7 FM.
Hopi postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Hopi High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Hopi Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Hopi Meat Locker in downtown Hopi.
Hopi High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! USC 252, Southern Lyon County, Hopi, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Hopi postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Hopi High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Hopi area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Hopi, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information.
Hopi High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Hopi Chicken House. Since 1958, the Hopi Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386.
Hopi postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors
for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you back, United Wireless Arena. The Opie Eagles were victorious this afternoon, 46-30, and now they await the game following this one with Wichita Classical and McPherson Araya Christian. And we'll look for a post-game interview with Coach Schmidt. I'm just going to make sure he remembers, see if I can get someone to help me out. Here he comes. He did remember, so we'll get into these stats. These final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For the Opie Eagles, 17 points by senior Truman Bailey, followed by 8 points by Blake Redeker, 7 points apiece by Blake Skowski and Ethan Redeker, 6 points to Dexton Holting, and 1 point to Garrett Cole. The Centralia Panthers, no players in double figures. Trenton Talley and Reese Tanking lead the way with 9 points, 5 points apiece to Brock Kramer and Brock Renicki, and then 2 points to Paxton Bowers. Eagles shoot 35% from the field, 14 out of 40, only 3 out of 16 from beyond. So a kind of non-stereotypical contest for the Eagles. They do shoot 65% from the foul line. They hold Centralia at only 30% shooting. And the final score, once again, 46-30. There was 8 lead changes, 5 ties, and Opie's largest run was 14-3. And once they got that lead there in the end of the first half, they never looked back. But those stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group. And I am now joined by head coach Chris Schmidt. Coach, we knew it was going to be a tough one with a very well-talented Centralia Panther team, and it was a back-and-forth contest well in that first half, but you guys kind of got some momentum heading to that halftime locker room, and like I said earlier, you guys never looked back.
Yeah, you know, we knew coming in. They're just – they got the DNA kind of like us. I compare our community, our kids, just like them. We battle all the time on the gridiron, and so we talked about that. The very first thing I talked to them on Monday when we got together about, they're going to be a tough team to knock out. Just because they're going to fight to the very end. They do a lot of fundamentals really well. And that was kind of what it was the first half. Both teams kind of struggled offensively, obviously. And, again, I think that's credit to both defenses of just being sound and taking things away from them. But, you know, that 1-3-1, we knew what was coming. It's just tough to get. We needed to get inside and attack a little better, either by getting the ball in and kicking back out, and then taking the shot. And I, you know, again, I'm not sure we ever really attacked it real well, but we did enough things and defensively won the ball game for us.
You forced 19 turnovers, and you do have 15 points off of those turnovers. And you really give credit to your defense. You know, that play there by Blake Redeker, that, you know, Dexton Holting right there to conclude the half, really, yeah, like I said, springboarded your team. And that was a huge play. And you get huge bench points, excuse me, 6 points to Dexton Holting and 7 points to Ethan Redeker, and that's really shined through for you guys today.
Yeah, you know, I know Dexton, he didn't shoot it as well as like he liked. He'll be all right. But I do want to mention Ethan. I thought Ethan, when he was in, gave us some big plays, big sparks. You know, he did that in the first half a little bit, and then he hits that and-one shot that was, you know, kind of put it to a point where it's going to be tough to get back. So just great effort all the way around. You know, Truman battled through things, but he started attacking more in the second half, and that's just the maturity he's shown this year. He's starting to figure out people are taking away his shot, or if his shot's not going, start attacking, and I thought he did a really good job.
And, Coach, you know, these first-round ball games are just always so tough to try and get 2 more ball games, and how beneficial it is to get a full week out here in Dodge.
Yeah, you know, it really comes down to this first game. Once you get it, it makes it a little more special to be around all weekend. And, you know, but our work's not done. And I know these kids, I want them to get off their feet. I want them to get some rest. And, you know, watch this game. We got to refocus and come back. But, yeah, we know we're playing until Saturday. And that means everybody can stay out. means we don't have school tomorrow, which is good for some kids, I know. And if you're not here and you can come out, come on out. If not, listen to Michael. But we know you're listening. I do want to say shout out to my mom and dad. I know, listen, Dwayne and Jeanette, Charlie Marie, whoever else is there listening. Thanks for listening, and just keep it up.
Of course, you guys will play tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m., against either Wichita Classical or Araya Christian. Of course, Classical had some sophomores, some underclassmen in that victory you guys had a couple years ago down at Capen in the first round. So
yeah,
it's an interesting
matchup. I think three of them for sure started, and I know they're all having good seasons. And I think Elyria is kind of got some shooters on it. I don't know a whole bunch about them, but, again, it's going to be a challenge, whichever team is. And we got to rest and prepare as much as we can for in 24 hours and come back.
Well, Coach, appreciate the opportunity.
Good to have you back.
Yep, man.
Good to have you back.
It certainly is. Good luck scouting here tonight, and have some fun here tonight.
We will. We'll. All right.
That was head coach Chris Schmidt. His team victorious tonight, or this afternoon, 46-30. And that will conclude the Rich Door Company postgame show. We'll step aside and come back and kind of preview of what we might see in that Wichita Classical or Elyria Christian that's getting ready to tip off in about 24 minutes. But you've been listening to the Rich Door Company postgame show.
Alpi High School postseason basketball is brought and pharmacy. For the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hay Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. The city of Alpi. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Alpi a great place to live and raise a family. And Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also call for tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call them at 620-366-1161.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door open up or down. If you find yourself out in the element or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
This has been the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company for residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities.
And we welcome back once again, one final time, United Wireless Arena. Our final score once again, 46-30, Opie defeats Centralia. They'll play tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. against either Wichita Classical or Elyria Christian. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, many, many games going on in our airwaves this afternoon. I don't know if it's still in progress or not, but KU West Virginia underway at the Sprint Center, 1400 a.m., quarterfinal action of the Big 12. And then also later on tonight, K-State taking on TCU. Pregame coverage beginning at 7:30 on 101.7 FM. And then Ken Hansen will be on Mix 104.9 this evening at 8 p.m. with Lebo taking on Beloit St. John's Tipton. And Ken will also be on the air tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. The Lebo Lady Wolves love to punch their ticket to a state championship berth at 6 p.m. on that, also on Mix 104.9. And then, like I said, the Opie Eagles play tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. But like I said, it was appreciate the opportunity to get the headset back on. It was much needed after the last couple of weeks. I'm glad to be able to be out here covering this Opie Eagle team. But I appreciate everyone tuning in. Can't do it without our sponsors. Many kudos to them. Stand tall, tackle all. No one fights alone. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Opie High School postseason basketball on